I'm doing well. How you doing?
Just fine. Are you excited about this new project?
I'm enjoying the new project, man. It's really been wonderful watching the Lord be a promise keeper to some of the things he showed me so long ago.
You've been working for a while. Were you surprised in the way that this project has been taking off?
Yeah, I really have been surprised how people are grabbing it and making it a part of their worship, both at home and in church. I'm actually excited to see people get what I call the I got it look, to see people get it on their face and get it in their spirit. That blesses me really, really good.
Now, Stephen, you've been known as what folks call the best kept secret in gospel, but I think the secret is out on Stephen Hurd.
Stephen, I don't know about that, but I count that a great honor, man.
Hey, how has it been that folks have not heard about Stephen Hurd all of this time? It's like your overnight success, but we know you've been laboring for a while.
No, there's no such thing as an overnight success. I would say that I've been working faithfully in the work of the church for a long while, and I've been serving ministries around the country, actually around the world, and the Lord has just given me a larger platform for this particular time in my life.
Stephen, did you ever figure that this day would come, and did you ever say to yourself, I'm going to remain humble when God blesses me, when this becomes my season?
I'm a me person. I like people. There's no use of me trying to be wonderful or grand or extra. You know what I mean? I'm just me. I'm just a church boy from the country who loves God's people.
Your project's called A Call to Worship Live in D.C. Tell us about the project and why A Call to Worship as a title.
Well, I believe it's what God has given me for this particular time in ministry is an invitation to people to help them experience what I call the manifest presence of God. And I just believe that, you know, if I take what I apply in my private life and show people or invite them in what, you know, into a corporate worship experience, then they can experience what I experienced. Now, I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, think that I have the patent on the worship, but I do believe that God has been faithful to spend time with me and visit me and show himself favorable and give me favor with him. So I try to show people what I've experienced with him as best I can.
There's a song called Solid Rock. It's getting a lot of airplay around the country. Tell us about that.
Lead Me to the Rock, Psalm 61. It's a song of meditation. It's a prayer of desperation, really. When you get to a place where you've tried everything, and you've tried, and you've tried, and you've tried, you've got to find that place where God, I call it that, the secret place, the hiding place, the secure place, where you and God just spend intimate time together, loving on each other, because that's where you get your strength and your renewal for whatever you have to face for the next assignment.
Now, there was a song when I first heard it, I said, wow, Stephen is rocking. Wow. Undignified Praise.
You like that, man?
I like it. I love it. I love putting it on, man. Hey, get your juice is flowing. Tell us about that, Stephen.
That's cool, man. The Undignified Praise. I like that. That song actually comes from 2 Samuel 6, when David was marching the Ark of the Covenant back into the house of the Lord. And he was dancing, and the scripture says he was parading and celebrating the Lord so much so that his linen ephod either came loose or it came off. Whatever happened, his wife, Michael, who was in fact a daughter and a wife of a king, was very embarrassed. And she called herself checking her husband. And he, in fact, flipped the script and turned it around and checked her and said, if you think there's something, then I'll become even more undignified than this. And I think it's a song that causes the saints to shift their praise to another place.
Stephen Hurd is our guest on the Praise Party. Stephen, let me ask you, do you like doing ballads as opposed to doing the maybe up-tempo praise and worship songs? Which ones do you like doing the best? What's really Stephen Hurd?
I'm a worship leader, so I don't know if I like ballads more, I like up-tempo. I like to have fun. I think that worship should be a time where you really enjoy God as much as you can. So if it comes through a ballad, if it comes through an up-tempo, it's for me, it's like whatever causes the atmosphere to shift.
Let me ask you this question. It may seem maybe kind of crazy, out of sorts or what, but let me ask you this. As a worship leader, when you're up there and you're leading people in worship, and all of a sudden the Spirit speaks to you, what happens to Stephen Hurd?
Well, being a worship leader is more than singing the right songs or having a good voice, but it really is, in many instances, as important as it is being a pastor, because your ear has to be very sensitive to the voice of God so you can speak what He says to the people in order that they can get the right direction. Being a great singer, being a good orator, doesn't qualify you to be a good worship leader. Being a worship leader means that you have been apostolically set aside with the authority of God to invite people to a place where you have the permission to be. Being a good singer does not give you permission to be in God's presence. Being a worship leader says that you have a relationship and a familiarity with being in God's presence and being in the sound of God's voice. Everybody doesn't get there just being a good singer or being a cheerleader.